Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. And today we're conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing the community and the nation. So do you or does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Do you happen to be 18 years old or older and register to vote?
Yes.
All right. So, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Are you going to definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or are you not going to vote?
Take definitely and triple it.
Definitely. All right. Thank you. So, regardless of how you have previously voted before, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Definitely not Republican, Democrat.
Democrat? All right. So would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
A what?
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Probably strong.
Strong? All right. So would you mind sharing your age?
29.
All right. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian.
White
right.
as you can get.
I'm sorry?
White as you can get.
Oh, all right. That's actually kind of funny. All right, so I'm thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking. Or would you say you're very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Well, there's an election coming up, so the direction is too ambiguous to give you an answer.
All right, no worries. So now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 0 basically means you don't like them, a 100 means you do like them, and a 50 is neutral. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, those are also categories. So the first person is Kamala Harris.
I give a rating on what scale? Wait,
on a scale of 0 to 100, in which a 0 means you don't like these people, a 100 means you do like them, and a 50 is neutral.
I mean, I guess, like, I haven't really heard too much negative parts, but I'll be like 90, like, fuck it, why not?
All right, 90. So what about MAGA Republicans?
Fucking 0.
Donald Trump?
0. No, negative. Negative 100.
All right. Lori Chavez Dreamer.
Who?
Lori Chavez Dreamer.
What the fuck is that?
If you don't know her, no worries. Like, if you've never heard of her. What about
probably
Joe Biden?
A 0.
A 0?
Joe Biden. What?
Lori Chavez Dreamer, a 0?
Well, whatever is neutral, I don't know. I don't know her, so.
All right. Well, there's also categories of if you've never heard of her. So would it be never heard of her? Like, never heard of the name? All right.
Yeah.
What about Joe Biden?
Well, I mean, I'll give him 100, but I am glad that he just doesn't, and this is not like listening to other people. It's just like watching him like, man, this guy needs to just go enjoy retirement.
All right.
But I fully support that, but I really feel like just seeing him like, god damn, like working 11 days a week. I'm like, I'm not even 30 yet. I'm like, how the fuck is he doing? No, he needs to go chill out for a bit.
All right. So what about Trump's Project 2025?
I've heard about that. Don't really know exactly what that entails, but also I would say fuck that, whatever it is. So 0, negative 100?
All right. What about Janelle Bynum?
I don't know who that is.
All right. So, meaning you've never heard of, like, that name? You don't really?
No, sorry.
All right.
And
all
I listen to the news every single day, so I'm kind of surprised you're throwing names that I don't know.
Oh, all right. What about J.D. Vance?
Oh, yeah, that guy can go fucking suck a dick. It, not in the negative, in a very, well, okay, wait a minute. He can go take a long walk off a very short pier, so I'll give that like negative 35.
All right. What about Democrats in Congress?
100%.
100? All right. And what about Republicans in Congress?
Zero.
Zero?
They can join J.D. Vance.
All right.
That very, very long walk off that very short pier.
All right. Thank you. So if elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat 100%. I would vote for a flower over Donald Trump in the Republican Party these days.
So would that be the Democratic Party then?
Yeah, 100%.
All right. So I know it's still a long way off, but if elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
Probably Harris.
Harris? All right.
Yeah.
So regardless
of... Not even probably. It'd be 100%.
All right. Thank you. So regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think is going to win the presidential elections? Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
I'm really hoping not Trump. It kind of seems to be a... It feels like it's going the right direction where Trump's not going to win. So, I don't know. I really, really, really hope Harris. But, I mean, it's the first time a woman would ever have been voted in. So, I'm going to go with that 100%.
With Harris? Okay. All right. All right, thank you. So I know it's, again, a long way off, but if elections for Congress were held today, for who would you vote for? For Democrat Jill Biden or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
Who?
For who would you vote for Congress, if the elections for Congress were held today? For Democrat Jill Biden or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
Well, I mean, I would go Democrat, but I don't know either of the names.
All right, no worries. So even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez de Remer right now, the Republican candidate, what would you say are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Would you say there's a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
And she's Republican?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, zero. Go fuck yourself.
All right. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president? There's also subcategories, if that makes it a little bit easier. So it's like, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'm so mixed of what I would do that I can't judge somebody else on it. So just give them a 10 out of 10. I don't care.
So you strongly approve?
Fuck it. Why not?
All right. So
okay,
do you approve?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you go.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way that Lori Chavez de Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
What the fuck is that?
All right. If you don't know, that's totally fine. No worries. So now I'm going to read you a statement that Jill Biden's opponent has made about her and Biden's response to get your reaction. So, Jill Biden's opponent says that she's a soft-on-crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give $1 million to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Biden says she was pleased to see the protests. Biden is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their jobs and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon's family safe. And then her response was, as a mother of four, Biden worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Biden also understands that we must tackle the root of crimes, not just its effects. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services. So for a worried mom, nothing is more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. So based on those statements, who would you want to vote for if elections for Congress were being held today? For Janelle Bynum, the Democrat, or Lori Chavez DeRemer, the Republican?
That definitely sounds like throwing shade at someone without me even understanding, actually listening to what anyone is saying. But can I ask you a question?
Go for it.
Are you a Democratic-leaning or a Republican-leaning?
Well, unfortunately, I cannot answer that because those are kind of personal questions that I can't answer because they could kind of make you create some biases. But if you are concerned that there's, like, some shade being thrown, it is the shade is thrown kind of equal because of the next questions. We also get some bad information about Lori Chavez DeRemer.
Well, all I can say is fuck the Republican because they're all fucking crazy. So done
with
that.
So Janelle Bynum. All right. So now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have about Lori Chavez DeRemer. And if you could tell me if you think this concerns you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all. So the first statement is, Lori Chavez DeRemer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but it's just doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses tell her to do.
Yeah, that's very concerning.
A great deal concerning. All right. So seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez DeRemer supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services. And she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that would protect both programs from cuts. It's clear that Lori is working harder for her party than for Oregon seniors who've earned the retirement benefits.
Very concerning.
So a great deal? Like great deal is like the top most concerning one. All right.
No,
so,
but you need to make, like, a new bubble above that one for most of these answers.
All right. All right.
Yeah, these people do not care about humans, so they only care about getting elected and getting money. So the concerning ones, just make a new bubble.
All right. So Chavez DeRemer is working to perpetuate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which would cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate health care coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires and tax cheats pay their fair share because they fund her party campaigns.
New bubble.
All right. So, really concerning. Very, very concerning.
Doesn't really describe it, but sure.
Oh, all right.
Chavez DeRemer.
Above it.
It's very, very. Most of these things are very concerning to me.
All right.
Not very. It's just extraordinarily concerning. Hello? Can you hear me? Turn that off. I can't hear you. Shooting lasers at me? Hello?